Amen. Well, it's good to see you. I've seen some of the boys and girls around this morning. I wonder, would you like to come up front, boys and girls? I'm not frightening. I'm really not. I might be. My little grandson said the other day, it was my birthday, and someone said, "Your grand is getting old." And he says, "No, he's not old. He's just big." So I might be big, but come on up beside me, because I would like to see you up here. I think it's better being near to you. That's brilliant. Thank you very much indeed. That is wonderful. Thank you. Bless your heart. That's great. I thought all the boys and girls in Lisburn would have been away on holiday today. But here you are still, some of you to get your holiday yet. Some of you going on holiday soon. Great. Where are you going?
I went.
Where?
I went.
Oh, you have had your holiday. Where are you going? Where? Well, you have gone too. Where are you going, pet? London. Would you take me with you? I haven't had any holidays yet. All right, it's great to see you boys and girls. And you'll have noticed already, this may look like a strange text to you. Who could read that out for me? Anybody read that? This young man here. Thank you. That's right. And what's this? Good man. Now, isn't that a strange text for a children's talk? Well, you know, I was just reading, boys and girls, through the week in this chapter of Matthew 10, and I thought, isn't that amazing? The Lord Jesus is talking about sparrows, the odd sparrow that drops or falls, and he's concerned about it. And he even makes clear to us, he said, "I want you to know that if I'm concerned about one little sparrow that falls, I'm concerned about you, because you're of more value than many sparrows." And you say, "Well, I knew that. I mean, after all, what's a sparrow? Sure, we see them and they die all the time, or they're hit by a car, or they just are snatched by a..." Anybody here got a cat? Oh, I hope yours doesn't. I'm going to my daughter's today, boys and girls, and she has two cats. And they continually bring little birds or mice or rats home and leave them at the back step. Terrible things. But you love your cat, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. And sometimes, boys and girls, you might say to yourself, "Well, I mean, what value is this? I know I'm of more value than many sparrows." How many of you think you're more valuable than many sparrows? Put your hand up. Put your hand up. Of course you're more valuable than many sparrows. So what do you do with something that's valuable? Now, you know that diamond ring Mummy wears. You remember when Daddy went out and bought it for her? And he looked in the shop window and it said £3,850. And he said, "Oh no, that won't do. She's worth more than that." And he looked over here and he thought, £4,620. No, she's worth more. And up and up. And now when Mummy takes that off, does she put it somewhere valuable? Or did she just leave it on the mantelpiece or throw it in a little jewelry box at the bedside? I would imagine that if she has something very valuable, she'll put it where it's safe. I'm going to show you something, boys and girls. You might not know what these are. Some might. And I'm going to show you these and let you see. Anybody know what these are? Yes, young man.
£1 note.
What's your name? Matthew. That's my grandson's name. All you Matthews know a lot of things. Those are £1 notes, boys and girls. And you see, this one was the pound note was about when I was born. This one was, they didn't have one like that whenever Mr. Cardwell was born. He's sitting away, he's much older than me. They didn't have one like that. They had big white fivers in his time. But this was the one was about when I was born. And then later on, they changed it to this lovely blue one. Then later on, they changed it to this nice green one, and this time they put the Queen's head on, and then later they made this smaller one, which was supposedly much easier to slip into your wallet. And those are all pound notes, boys and girls. But you see, when I saw those in the shop in London, I went into the lady and I said, I notice you have a set of 4-pound notes and they're all in good condition. They're uncirculated. They're in good condition. May I ask you the price of them? And I thought, well, £4, I'm sure. I mean, they're only £4 notes, aren't they? So how much are you going to pay for £4 notes? And I thought, and I had 4 single pound coins in my hand, and I thought, well, I'll get them for £1 each. Do you think I did? No. The lady looked at me and she smiled. She saw my £4 in my hand and she said, they're £50. I'm not going to pay £50 for £4. And so I thanked her very much and I left the shop and I was very disappointed. But then I had a friend with me and he noticed the disappointment on my face. And he went into the shop and he bought them secretly for me. And when we got off the plane that night in London, he said, there's an envelope. I want you to read those notes when you go home. Don't look at them now. Read those notes when you go home. And that's what was in the envelope. Isn't that lovely? So you see, boys and girls, what I do now with those notes, and I have a little case they all sit in separately, and I put those notes every night. I make sure they're locked away because I'm a coin collector and I collect all kinds of notes as well. And I make sure, boys and girls, that because they're valuable, I put them somewhere safe. I have a little... Well, I'll not tell you what I have, and I'll certainly not tell you where it is, but they're put away safe so that hopefully no one will ever know where they are, only me. Because they're valuable to me. They're maybe not very valuable to anyone else, but they're valuable to me. So because you're valuable, boys and girls, should you not put that which is valuable somewhere safe? Do you know, boys and girls, that you are an eternal soul? Of course you do. And therefore, boys and girls, that eternal soul which will live as long as God lives is valuable. So what should you do with something so valuable? Shouldn't you give it to someone who can keep it safe forever for you? Who do you think that would be? Why, the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't that right? And you see, boys and girls, that's why we encourage boys and girls to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. Because then we are putting the most valuable possession we have into His keeping, into His hands. And He will keep us safe for time and for eternity. And one day, He will bring us to be with Himself. Do you really think you're valuable? Put your hand up if you think you're valuable. Great. Everybody. Well, will you be sure, boys and girls, to place that which is valuable where it will be safest, in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You for Your precious word. You have reminded us that we are valuable, very valuable, more valuable than anything else. And we pray, Father, that our boys and girls will quickly put the most valuable possession they have into Your hands by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ and being wonderfully saved. We pray it for His sake. Amen. Thank you for coming up, boys and girls. I appreciate it very much indeed. Thank you.